question was asked, what is the status of the Rachamans that we say at the end of benching? So there are two sources we can really look at when we're looking to understand a prayer or a blessing, or to look for what the version of it should be. There are two easy sources. One is the Rambam. The Rambam wrote 14 books. That's why it's called Yad HaChazaka. Yad is the numerical value of 14, one of which is Ahava, this book, the book of love. Right? The book of love speaks about prayer. It speaks about Kriya Shema. It speaks about Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, Tzitzis, blessings. So in the end of the book, Ahava, the Rambam wrote for us the Nusach, the version of how we make blessings. Now, what's interesting is that the printers decided that everyone knows what the Rambam wrote, so they wrote the first three words of many paragraphs and wrote etc. And they did us a very big disservice, because sometimes the Rambam adds a vav, removes a vav. The little nuances make a big difference. And whoever wrote that etc., maybe to them it was obvious. To us today it isn't. And so in this edition, what's called the Frankel edition, Rabbi Shabtai Frankel took back the old manuscripts. And part of the amazing work he did is that in the end of this book of Rambam, he quotes the full text of each blessing. Now, what's interesting is that if we look at the Rambam on his Birkat HaMazon, so the Rambam quotes the fourth blessing as going as follows. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu Boreinu. Till here, same as ours. Kiddoshenu, they skip the Goaleinu. Kiddosh Yaakov, we say Israel. Hamelech, he skips Hakel. Hatov V'Ameitiv, what's the next word we say? Lakol, but Rambam doesn't say Lakol. Hatov V'Ameitiv. Shebechol Yom V'Yom, what do we say? Hu'etiv, U'meitiv, U'yetiv. Rambam doesn't have that. Hu'gimalanu, he doesn't say that. Just Hu'gomeleinu, without the Hu'yigmeleinu. Chein V'chesed V'rachamim V'chol Tov. Harachamanu Yishtabach L'dor Dorim. Harachamanu Yitpar L'netzach U'netzachim. הרחמן יפרנסנו בכבוד, הרחמן יזכנו לימות המשיח ולבניין בית המקדש ולחיי העולם הבא, מגדול ישועות מלכו ועושה חסד למשיחו, לדוד וזרוע עד עולם, כפירים רשו ורעבו ודורשי השם לא יחסרו כל טוב, הודו לשם כי טוב כי לעולם חסדו. End of benching. Seems from Rambam that the Rachamans are part of the blessing. So it's true, Rambam has a shorter version. We add a little bit. But this idea that in the Sidurim or in the benchers, they sometimes write, Al Yechasreinu Amen. And then the Rachamans become their own thing. Who said they're their own thing? According to Rambam, you see they're part of the blessing. And the story goes, I read this, I don't know if the book ever came out. Rabbi Feinstein's grandson once had manuscripts he was going to put together in a book, and he shared them with me. And I don't know if this ever came out in the book, but in his manuscripts, Rabbi Feinstein's grandson records the following story. That Rabbi Feinstein once went to Yeshivas Chaim Berlin in Brooklyn, and they honored him with benching. So the whole yeshiva is sitting there, and he's leading benching. They give him a glass of wine. He leads benching, and he reaches the Al Yechasreinu, and everyone goes silent. And then he goes on out loud, Rachamanim lochaleinu lolamed, Rachamanu itbach v'shamayim v'aretz. And the whole yeshiva is silent, and he keeps going, Rachamanu itbarach v'shamayim v'aretz, Rachamanu ishtabach l'dor dorim v'netzach netzachim. He's going on and on the whole end of benching. And when he finishes benching, then he makes a bor priya gof, and everyone answers, Amen, fine. So he was the posek of the generation. So afterwards, the Rosh Yeshiva asks him, he says, Rabbi Feinstein, you were a guest in our yeshiva, and we go with the custom of the Gra. So, why did you continue the end of benching? We go with the custom of the Gra. As you saw, the whole yeshiva went silent, and we don't say after Al Yechasreinu. So what he writes in the book is that Rabbi Feinstein, in his manuscript, maybe in the book he writes it differently, he told me He wrote there, Rabbi Feinstein said to him, the Gra didn't hold that, and you're not the disciples of the Gra, and who gave you a right to stop with Al Yechasreinu? Why do you think you're allowed to do that? And the whole yeshiva? What do you mean doing that? You're supposed to finish benching the way you're supposed to finish benching. And he gave him over the head for doing that. That's what he writes in the book, that he didn't think it was valid, and he questioned whether it was the custom of the Gra and whether anyone has a right to adopt it. That's what he writes in the book. This is the Rambam. Now, I said there are two sources we can see when we want to see how to make a blessing. And the second source I discovered for the first time when I was a youngster, younger than you. Yeah. I was in yeshiva, and I had to light Shabbos candles for the first time. And I didn't have a sitter. And it was approaching Shabbos. I had about 20 minutes left, and I had to light candles. So I called one of my rabbis, and he told me the blessing. And I said, you know, I have a bad memory, and I don't have pen and paper, and I have 20 minutes. How am I going to remember the blessing? So he said to me, you have a tour at home? I said, yes. So he said, look in the tour. Whenever you want to know a version of a blessing or prayer, the tour, which is the precursor to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch took the tour, wrote his commentary, Beit Yosef, and then wrote a short version of that in the Shulchan Aruch. He said, whenever you're not sure what a version of a blessing or a prayer is, just open the tour, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the full version. But the tour does, so you can look in the tour. And that's what I did. I brought my tour to the Shabbos candles, and I looked up the blessing on lighting Shabbos candles. First time in my life that I lit Shabbos candles. You know, my mother always did it, so here I had the tour in front of me. I didn't have a sitter in the apartment. You know, if you're down in a minion, what do you need a sitter in the apartment for? I thought, right? So I opened the tour, and that's how I made the blessing. So I'm saying the second source, which we should really check for the version of the blessing, is in the tour. But here we see, and again, you have the story of Rabbi Feinstein. The Rachamans are what we're supposed to do. And according to Rambam, they're even a continuation of the blessing, it would seem.
So how do people